Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Representative Jason Doctor from District 7 in North Dakota. And so when I heard that from City Councilman Gehrig, the first thing that popped into my mind, and you've actually validated that as well, State Representative Jason Doctor out of Bismarck. So we've got Fargo and Bismarck here where I've actually had people on the record talk about this. The part that gets me and stands out in my mind right away is accessibility to the people who actually give these things out or are overseeing these particular incentive programs, because the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to probably anywhere from say 30 to 75 people on a weekly basis through my three media programs and the writing I do for the Bismarck Tribune and the magazines, that a lot of these representatives are not accessible. A lot of these people that are doing the programs are not accessible. So it's like the same, it's almost like you got to be in a certain clique in order to get these particular incentive programs. Have you heard anything along those lines as well?
I can give you an example. This is an example for Angel Funds. We sent out a survey, and there's approximately 27, 28 Angel Funds in the state of North Dakota that are operating. We only got 5 responses back. These people, we have simple questions. Where do you invest your money? And our responses were, well, the state tax department has that information, or the Department of Commerce. And they would never give us the information because we don't have any laws on the books that says they have to be transparent. And it's becoming a real issue, and as legislators, we're very frustrated, so there'll be some legislation coming put forth in the next session.
What are some of the other lawmakers that you've talked to about this? Well, first of all, if you have talked to other lawmakers, what are they saying about what your observations and I'll just say accusations are?
Well, there's been several lawmakers that are very frustrated. We actually, out of the interim political subtax committee, we passed out a bill to repeal the Angel Fund because there is no transparency. And actually, looking at the seed capital was currently on the books and raise those amounts and to help entrepreneurs that want to start business. Senator Cook is a big advocate for bringing in these economic incentives. Representative Nathy and Representative Headland. Us four really looked at these incentives and are really looking at ways how can we require these entities do more reporting so we know where our tax dollars are going to the citizens of North Dakota.
What's next for you? You're going to try to introduce some legislation. Are you looking at informing the people? Are you looking at getting other senators and House representatives on your side? Just kind of what's your next steps?
Well, our next steps, we have our last meeting in October. And then in November, I actually have to present a report on my legislative management to the Assembly, both the House and Senate chamber, and report what we've discovered on these economic incentives, and I'll give a report at that time. And then I've been talking to legislators in private discussions, talking about this is what's going on, informing them. There'll be some bill drafts coming forward, and I'll be looking for sponsors. You know, I'm going to look for sponsors, just not legislators that were on the committee, but other legislators that that have an interest in this economic incentives and to have good legislation. I have no problem with economic incentives if the money is going where we're getting a rate of return. Currently, we don't know if we're getting a rate of return, and so we don't know where our money is going, and that's what we want to know. And a lot of my colleagues, they want to know the same thing. And with this economic climate and our budget constraints, this is the time for us to really scrutinize the economic incentives, because every dollar that goes out affects our budget, and with the tight budget, every dollar counts.
Do you think there's any oil backlash out of this from when a lot of these incentives came out? The Bakken was kind of the rock star of the nation, and now that oil prices are down, you've got, you know, oil. I think 72 oil companies last year declared bankruptcy. You've got, you know, like I mentioned, the Strom Center in Dickinson closed down, which was one of these economic development outfits. Do you think there's any? Do you think that maybe some of the leaders are afraid to give you your accountable information because it might be oil related?
No, I don't see that as a problem at all. I've been leadership is very aware of these economic incentives, and they on both sides of the Senate and the House, they realize that something needs to be done with these economic incentives. And this is a nationwide problem. This just isn't isolated North Dakota. Most states are looking at economic incentives because most states have a budget shortfall that they have to make up and make sure they balance their budget. And economic incentives is one area that most states are looking at. So we're not, I feel that the oil industry is not going to be an obstacle at all for us to pass this legislation. We're going to do what's best for the citizens of North Dakota and taking a look at these incentives and making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to and having proper reporting. That's going to be our goal.
Well, sir, that's all I got for you today, unless there's anything else that you want to add in closing. I always like to give the guests the final word and kind of without a question so it's not framed by me. That way they can just run loose or anything along those lines. So if you anything that you want to add?
Well, I just want to thank you for having me on the program, and I want all the citizens of North Dakota to keep a watch on the economic incentives and throughout the next year's session and look at the good work that will be in legislation that we'll be presenting to the legislature, and hopefully they pass so that the citizens know where the taxpayers' dollars are going and that we're having good economic development.
To listen to the full-length interview with Representative Jason Doctor or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, The Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.